if there is the intention to kill, but the other being does not die because of their karma, does that intention bring the same result whether they live or die, or is it not related? No. Is it just the intention?
Not the same.
Not the same.
There are many conditions too for karma to produce result.
It's akusala karma, but not akusala karma pata, not completed course of action. Because the death doesn't actually occur.
But in terms of the accumulated tendency, whether or not, for example, if we want to shoot somebody but we miss, that akusala that's accumulated is more or less the same, wouldn't it?
Not the same degree.
Not the same degree.
Sometimes one might think that that person should die. No action. It's only a moment of thinking, which is akusala. No planning, no killing. It's only just thinking. When one understands reality, no harm thinking at all. Just understand the way it is. The accumulation of dosa and all akusala enough to do such and such things. But it's only one's own thinking. No Libya's president. No one. Only a moment of thinking.
It seems there is no harm to the other, but still akusala is accumulated through that thinking.
And it can be akusala kamapata to wish ill will to another.
Like now when we talk about that, it depends on each akusala citta, to what degree it is.
But isn't strong ill will is akusala kamapata through the mind though?
When the action is done.
When the action is done.
If nothing is done, if you just have a lot of strong aversion about someone, but there's no act at all, then
so
no akusala kamapata.
So that division between mind door, body door, and speech is just without, it's not without considering whether...
Next life, do you still think about the Libya's president? No more, but the dosa is accumulated.
Sorry, sir, could you say that again? If there's akusala kamapata, but without the deed, it is not...
It's just strong dosa, but it's not akusala kamapata. If it's just strong aversion about something, like if you have very strong aversion about the president of Libya, or if you even have the thought you would like to kill him or harm it, it's accumulated akusala, it's dosa, but it's not akusala kamapata.
Why not?
But because the deed hasn't been completed. But if you not only have this strong aversion, but, for example, you give an instruction to someone to harm him or kill him, and he's killed or harmed, if someone goes and tries to kill him and he's harmed but not killed, then it would be partial akusala kamapata. But if he's killed, then it would be complete. So akusala kamapata can bring a result such as rebirth and so on in a woeful state, but the,
if the deed is
completed, but if it's not completed, it may be supporting karma for other akusala pata, but not of the degree that will bring rebirth in a woeful plane, for example.
Will you kill him?
Who knows?
Will you kill him?
Gaddafi? I'm going to Japan tomorrow, but not to Libya.
I just want to show the difference between levels of hatred or akusala, dosa, that it's not reached that degree of trying or thinking about that at all.
What about wrong will? Can that be akusala kamapata?
When the action is done.
What actions?
Deeds or speech?
Not just the idea.
Mm-hmm. Would that be practice, wrong practice?
Or teaching?
Mm-hmm. Or teaching.
Helping the wrong will to spread.
Mm-hmm. That's why the monks who have wrong view and teach others, it's why it's dangerous.
Not let the other consider what's right and what's the development of right understanding. just want them to follow with ignorance.
I'm addicted to listening to the news, and I've been away from the internet for 2 days, and as soon as you mentioned Gaddafi, I was starting to wanting to ask what's the latest news, but I won't.
It's so natural. Even that moment is conditioned. If you don't have such interest, nothing to condition what's the latest news.
For me, I've never had a moment of hatred for Gaddafi, but Thaksin Chinawat, yes.
Why? But when you use the word or the name, it's only the akusala, which is accumulated and forms such and such deeds. So you really don't like akusala.
But sometimes there's feeling of friendliness and goodwill for him too.
That's the kusala at that moment.
I suppose there is the other kind of thinking that can arise that sees that there will be bad vipaka for this person.
The best thing is to help everyone to understand the teachings as much as we can, but it depends on conditions too.
Any justification for hatred, for anger?
Just ignorance.
Be friendly. That's the best thing.
Having hatred for somebody like that, that's a kusala, obviously, but is that wrong view, like you've obviously...
It's not speculation. It's only when direct awareness is there that one can know whether there is wrong view or not.
But I would have thought there would be some wrong view.
Otherwise, Buddha wouldn't talk about realities, each of them, one at a time.
So back to right understanding of the present moment.
It's very precise.
Yes.
When a Sotapanna Sutra feels angry towards people.
That's dosa, but obviously not.
Not to the extent of killing. And killing, I think, can be conditioned by wrong view. Is killing therefore related to there being wrong view?
But Katubin is here.
Not with wrong view, but.
Yeah.
I was surprised that mana, conceit, is not with wrong view, because it seems that to have mana we must believe in ourself, and it seems that to go together with wrong view.
But not together.
Not together. Close, but not together.
They're said to be like two lions or something like that. Uh-huh. Cannot stay in the same den.
Again, it could be conditioned by Pakatu Upanisya, but... Even Sakadagami, Anagami have mana, but no Pakatu Panisya is natural decisive support condition. So just as with dosa, there's no wrong view, but because of wrong view, ideas of people, for example, it can condition that dosa. The same with mana, no mana with ditti, but because of ditti, because of wrong view about people, it can condition that mana.
And usually they tend to rise alternate.
Right, but we know that mana also arises when ditti has been eradicated. I'd like to change the topic and raise something linking samatha and nimitta and friendliness. And actually I want to come back to light afterwards, but giving an example of metta or friendliness to other people. As we know, in the development of samatha, there has to be friendliness often in a day, otherwise that characteristic of friendliness can never be known and can never develop. So at the moments of understanding of friendliness or metta, when it is not right understanding of realities but the right understanding at the level of samatha, so it's right understanding of the characteristic of metta, but it is the understanding of the nimitta of metta, but not as a reality, as a concept. Is this correct?
Like now.
So now, yes, there can be understanding of what metta is, but it's just the concept of metta, even when it's the right understanding of that concept.
Is metta a concept or reality?
It's a reality. But in the development of samatha, when it is the understanding of that characteristic, it is the concept of the reality that is known only.
Or the reality of metta.
Or the reality. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's the reality of metta, then would that not
as
be...
As a dharma.
As a dharma. Well, then it would be a moment of...
Being kusala.
But then if it's the knowing of metta as a dharma, it would be the development of satipatthana, mm-hmm. not just the development right. of samatha.
And at that moment, there must be samatha as well, because yes. whenever there is kusala, there is samatha.
Samatha and it's calm. Mm-hmm. So when it is... I'm just distinguishing the moment of when it is understanding of metta, but not as a dharma, when it is just the development of samatha, but not the development of satipatthana, then it is...
It's the panya which can see the distinction between dosa and metta.
But then it's not known as a dharma. Mm. It's just...
Just understanding correctly the difference between dosa and metta.
So that it develops.
Or in other words, in the one is seeing the value of metta, in the other of metta as a dharma.
Yes, but it's more than seeing the value of metta. It has to actually know when it is metta arising
right, and
when it
is seeing the value of metta,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes, understanding.
Metta is kusala.
Metta
is
kusala, yes.
yes.
Friendliness.
Metta
yes.
as kusala, yeah.
Because there's friendliness to people, but if there's no knowing of when there is metta, then it
correct.
Can't develop. So this is in the development of samatha, and in the development of satipatthana, it's understood
yes.
as a dharma.
Yes.
And when we were talking the other day about light, last Saturday, and we were saying that when light is the object of samatha, what is experienced, you mentioned, is the same object, the same nimitta, but different reflections for different people. So reflections with attachment, reflections with ignorance. Why do they mention light rather than visible object?
The nimitta is of
light.
Is the nimitta of samatha.
Yes. Why is it the nimitta just of light, not of visible object?
Because no understanding of visible object at all.
I'll just read out some of your comments about it because I just wanted to understand it a little bit more. What you said was, without seeing light, can we just think of light? So a bit like with metta, if there's no friendliness, there can't be any understanding to have any level of what metta is. If there's no light appearing, if we just sit in a meditation room and think about light, there can't be any understanding of light wisely with kusala, citta or calm. So there must be the moment of seeing and understanding that there is nothing else but light. It's the whole world at that moment because light is only one object. Well, surely at that moment of seeing, the whole world is the world of visible object, including light.
The concept.
Or the concept.
Yeah.
So at that moment, there is just the concept of mm-hmm. light. It is not known as a reality, but it must be the object of citta, and when citta experiences light, light is the object. Without the understanding of citta at that moment, it's impossible to have kusala, to have wise attention or right understanding at all. So without the understanding of the citta experiencing light, whether it is kusala or akusala or what kind of citta it is.
Akusala. And it can be with wrong view too.
Of course, yes, especially if it's concentrating with, or
yeah.
with wrong view on light.
Thinking there's the calm.
And it's not a matter of just concentrating on light without any understanding. It doesn't bring calmness at all. It depends on right understanding of how the view of light is to be calm. So in other words, only at that moment, if there is wise reflection of how it brings calm, is there calm. Otherwise, it's...
No idea about people and thing and world.
And no trying to be aware of light or to concentrate on light. There is light now.
And there must be right understanding of there is no clinging to that light either.
And so, for example, if someone is trying to
focus
or concentrate on light, then
with attachment.
It must mm-hmm. be attachment.
So it depends on understanding to develop calmness. from the nimitta of light.
There is light now. When this development of samatha, one keeps on having that image, because when the mind has one object at a time, no matter whether the eyes are open or closed, there must be that object to indicate the development of calmness does not go away with right understanding with the factors of jhana. Now there's no intention, there's no attachment to have that nimitta appear again and again. It's just by conditions.
Because of panya, which understand calmness.
Calmness conditioned by that particular object.
Understanding of having no attachment to it. Because no one, nothing in it.
And again, it just depends entirely on conditions. So, for example, that person may have moments of calm with nimitta of that object of light, and then in between there may be
attachment.
Moments of attachment, and so then there may be moments of calm with
another
object. Panya
knows the difference. Otherwise, there cannot be the development of more calm.
And what is the reason why there would be likely by conditions to be more and more moments of understanding and calm of one object rather than many different objects of samatha, like death and breath and
what
mental.
The world is only light.
Okay, so just conditions for that particular object. This is not understanding the reality of light, just the concept of light which the mind keeps on, not straying from that object to dreaming of different things in a day. And there must be just one object for concentration and the development of samatha to keep on and on with kusala cittas. So here you're talking about the level of jhana when it's on and on that object with kusala cittas without any attachment or other realities arising in between.
Should they be clinging to just light? It begins to understand that it shouldn't be the object of clinging.
Not worth clinging.
When it's
to.
Only the image of light.
It seems very narrow in that. I know it's a high level of kusala, but it also seems to me quite narrow in that if it's just no clinging to light, but clinging to everything else when that object falls
as
away.
People and things.
Yes.
But when it's just light, should they be clinging to it, which is just light?
Should they
only
be clinging?
Light?
Well, if they're developing samatha with that as object, there won't be any clinging.
It knows that when there is only light as object, there is no clinging to it.
Mm.
Instead of thinking about shape and form, which will condition, yeah?
Mm.
But Azita is suggesting that someone with high developed panya of the level of samatha, who has the accumulations to have light as the object of calm, I think that's what you're implying, that he or she would be attached to sensuous objects like anyone else.
Mm.
But it starts with seeing danger of attachment too, isn't it? It's
oh,
all
I'm
about.
Not sure.
I think samatha is about development of seeing danger of attachment to sensuous objects. Is that correct?
Mm. You wouldn't develop it.
And I was wondering, so it's the same as someone who has earth kasina, because he sees everything as earth.
Mm. And that's the meaning of kasina.
There's always a lot of talk about jhanas, and I don't understand jhanas, and I'm not a serious meditator, so it's not directly. But if there are conditions for jhanas to be developed, what are the benefits of jhanas? And why did the Buddha teach us about jhanas?
Kusala.
To help.
Kusala and kusala and kusala and kusala.
Better kusala than akusala.
Okay. And then does it help to...
Again.
What's the connection between true jhanas and other sensual objects? It
because when it's a true jhana, it's panya. But when it's not true, when it's wrong understanding. Taking attachment for calmness.
And does panya... I'm unclear on this idea. Does panya emerge from jhanas, and then there's a...
From the very beginning, there must be the understanding of moment which is kusala and moment which is not kusala.
And what is the connection between jhanas and...
Because jhana is more processes of kusala, no attachment in between, when there's more panya to see the danger of the attachment to sensuous object. When there is attachment to sensuous object, it depends on whether panya sees the danger of it or not.
And what is the connection between jhanas and liberating insight?
Jhana does not understand reality as it is. It can know the difference between kusala and akusala. Because it's panya, panya can understand the difference. And when it's panya, it never attached to akusala.
But would you say that the person developing jhana is in no better position than anyone else in taking reality for self? If he's not heard about the Dhamma, or if he's heard, like given the ego.
There is self all the time.
Everyone needs to hear the Dhamma first, and that's the basis for wisdom of the level of Satipatthana being developed.
Or the development of jhana needs the teachings of the Buddha. Otherwise, one might mistake it for.
Yes.
Because at the moment of enlightenment, the cheetahs arising before the Lokuttara cheetahs, they can understand any reality, including jhana cheetahs, if those appear. It just depends on what appears. So it can be jhana cheetahs, but if there hasn't been the development of vipassana, then no reality is going to appear.
While in jhana, insight can arise, knowing jhana is a dhamma.
With the development of right understanding, without the development of right understanding, nothing can be that.
There cannot be the development of jhana then without some right understanding.
Of level of samatha.
At the level of samatha, okay.
If you don't know what samatha is, how can there be the development of samatha? You call it samatha, but it's not.
If we talk about developing anything, metta, compassion.
I think that if we don't study the teaching carefully, we just talk about that which we don't really know at all. Like citta, we can talk about citta, but does we know anything about it? We talk about sound, does we know anything about it?
So it must all begin with right understanding.
Right understanding, yes. Kusala and akusala, calm and right understanding of realities.